Sos.
Thank you for holding for Acelo Arequipa third quarter 2025 conference call. The conference will begin in a few minutes. Okay, good afternoon and welcome to Acelo Arequipa third quarter 2025 earnings conference call. Joining us for today from Lima, Peru is Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Today, he will be discussing Acelo Arequipa third quarter 2025 results as per the press release used by the company on Friday 31. Please note that all lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the presentation is finished, we will open the floor for a Q&A session. At that moment, further instructions will be given to proceed to follow if you would like to ask a question. Please be advised that today's call is only for investors and analysts only. Therefore, questions from the media will not be taken. If you are a member of the media and wish to direct any question to the company, please contact the company directly after the call. For a copy of the earnings report or the webcast presentation that accompanies this call, please visit the company's website. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that forward-looking statements may be made during this conference call, and they do not actually for economic circumstance, industry conditions, the company's performance, or financial results. As such, these forward-looking statements are based on several assumptions and factors that could change, causing actual results to materially differ from the current expectations. First, we ask that you refer to the disclaimer located in the earnings release before making any investment decision. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Ricardo Guzmán, Acelo Arequipa Chief Financial Officer and IRO. Mr. Guzmán, you can proceed.
Hey, thank you, Adrian. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Acelo Arequipa's third quarter 2025 conference call. We are glad to have you with us today, and we appreciate your continued interest in the company's performance. Before we dive in, let me walk through today's agenda, which you can find on slide number two. I will begin by highlighting a sustainability milestone. Then I will provide an overview of our consolidated results before presenting a more in-depth analysis. And lastly, I will be sharing our initial guidance for the full year 2025, after which I will open the floor for your questions. With that, let's turn to our first agenda item, where I will cover recent events and recognitions in slide number three. As part of our ongoing commitment to sustainability, Transportes Barcino, a company subsidiary, has incorporated 38 new natural gas-powered trucks, reducing its pollutant emission by 15%. The company invested 26 million soles in the acquisition of 28 GNV and 10 GLP units. Now, please let us proceed with slide number four for an overview of our financial results. Please note that all presented figures are consolidated and unaudited for 2025. Additionally, any growth rate shown or commented on will be year over year unless otherwise specified. In the third quarter of 2025, revenue reached 1,308 million soles, reflecting a 7% growth year over year. This performance was primarily driven by higher sales in Peru and Bolivia. EBITDA rose to 242 million soles, a solid 53% increase year over year. At the bottom line, net profit was higher by 51 million soles or 122% increase, reaching 92.6 million soles, mainly due to higher gross profit. By the end of September, operating working capital requirements stood at 1,343 million soles, 41 million lower than the figure recorded at the close of 2024. Meanwhile, we continued our advancement our investment plans with CapEx totaling 54 million soles for the quarter. These investments are directed toward key projects to enhance our operational capacity and efficiency. Finally, net debt closed at 1,700 million soles, lower than the end of last year. Our leverage ratio was also lower, reaching 2.1 times EBITDA LTM, driven by a combination of a lower net debt and a higher EBITDA. These results highlight our focus on value creation based on strategic long-term initiatives together with financial discipline. Please, let's now turn to slide number five. Now, let's focus on drivers for revenue performance. During the third quarter, consolidated revenue reached PEN 1.3 billion, PEN 87 million or 7% increase compared to year-over-year. This growth was mainly driven by higher revenues in Peru, which rose PEN 103 million soles or 10%, supported by greater volume in nearly all product lines, despite lower average selling prices in local market. Revenue from other markets decreased and reached PEN 205 million soles, mainly due to a one-time export to Brazil during the third quarter of 2024 for PEN 51 million soles. Other markets like Bolivia, Ecuador, the United States show higher sales, except for Colombia. Regarding the breakdown by market, Peru accounted for 84% of total revenue, while other markets represented 16%. On a by-product sales, the rebars and wire rods category grew 7.6% year-over-year, supported by higher sales in Peru and Bolivia. The merchant bars and bar for mining balls category decreased 12.5% year-over-year, mainly due to a decrease in the volume of round bars for mining balls. The other category grew 18% year-over-year due to higher revenue from byproducts in the U.S., tubes in Peru and Bolivia, and flat products and corrugated steel sheets in Peru, Colombia, Ecuador. Now let's move to slide number six to discuss our operating profitability. Gross profit for the third quarter reached 270 million soles, a 40% increase compared to the same period of 2024. The gross margin rose to 21%, up 480 basis points year over year, mainly driven by higher profits in Peru, from volume in Bolivia as a result of higher prices, and in the US from more volume and performance. Lower inventory provisions and provision reversals. The higher gross profit contributed to an EBITDA of 242 million soles, which represent 84 million soles above of the result of the third quarter of 2024, representing a 53% increase year over year. The EBITDA margin stood at 18%, excuse me, up 570 basis points from the same period last year. Now let's take a closer look to the drivers of EBITDA on slide number seven. As noted previously, the EBITDA increase of 84 million soles was largely as a result of a higher gross profit, which, excluding depreciation and amortization, rose by 84 million. SG&A expenses were 4 million higher, mainly as a result of higher variable personal expenses. Other expenses decreased by 5 million, mainly due to lower US dollar exchange rate commissions and transaction taxes in Bolivia, and employee incentives. SG&A expenses, excluding depreciation and amortization, represented 5.4% of total revenue, slightly lower than the 5.5% reported by the third quarter of 2024. Moving to slide number eight, let's discuss the drivers behind our net profit for the quarter. During the third quarter of this year, Net profit reached 93 million soles, a 122% increase compared to the net profit reported during the same period of 2024. This increase was primarily driven by higher operating profit, which was 75 million higher. Additionally, losses from net exchange rate differences increased by 12 million, from minus 16 million to minus 28 million, mainly due to operations in Bolivia. Let's move now to slide number 9 to discuss our debt metrics. As of September 2025, total financial debt stood at 2.3 billion, reflecting a 216 million soles reduction since December 2024. This lower debt was mainly attributed to amortization of the mail shop lease, which balance decreased by 116 million soles, a 267 million reduction of short-term debt, and a 167 million increase in long-term debt due to a disbursement during the third quarter of two long-term loans of 107 million soles each that were mainly used to reduce short-term debt. Consolidated net financial debt reached 1.7 billion, which was 286 million lower than that as of December 2024. Net financial debt to EBITDA ratio improved to 2.1 times, down from 3.1 times as of December 2024, mainly due to an increase in the last 12-month EBITDA and lower net debt. As of September 2025, the composition of total debt was as follows: 41% was denominated in soles, 48% was denominated in US dollars, 6% in bolivianos, and the remainder in Colombian and Chilean pesos. Now let's move to slide number 10 to discuss working capital and CapEx. As of September 2025, operating working capital, which excludes cash and financial liability, was 41 million soles lower than in December 2024, reaching 1.3 billion. Days of sales outstanding decreased to 36 days in the third quarter of 25, compared to 38 days in fourth quarter 24. Days payables reached 43 days, lower than the fourth quarter of 24, which was 48 days. Lastly, days in inventory decreased to 116 days from 122 days in the fourth quarter of 24. Now let's take a look at CapEx. During the quarter, CapEx was 54 million soles, mostly focused on the invested allocated towards the new fleet of trucks for Barcino for 26 million, reheating furnace repairs for 1.6 million, among others. Now let's turn to slide number 11 to discuss cash flow. As of September 2025, total cash balance was 570 million soles, 70 million above the close of December 2024. Operating cash flow was positive, 561 million soles, mainly explained by a better EBITDA, driven by better results in Peru, Bolivia, and the United States. Net cash flow investments show a negative 96 million, primarily driven by investment in property, plant, and equipment of 131 million soles, partially offset by interest income of 20 million soles, asset sales of around 8 million, and dividend received of 7.5 million. Cash flow from financing showed a negative 395 million, which included net debt payment of 239 million soles, interest payments of 101 million, and dividend payments of 56 million soles. Now let's move to slide number 12 so we can discuss our updated guidance for 2025. Now let's share our update outlook for the full year 2025. We anticipate revenue will grow about 8.7% during this year, driven by a better performance in Peru and some subsidiaries. We also anticipate a better EBITDA for 2025, reaching a figure above 840 million soles. We estimate our CapEx target this year to be around 218 million, a decrease from 2024 as we approach the end of this investment cycle. For 2025, dividend payments will be 99 million, 56% above of the dividend payment on of 2024. Lastly, earning per share ratio is expected to be above 0.27 soles, following a better profit for the year. We remain committed to delivering outstanding value to our stakeholders by progressing high-quality investment, driven market diversification, and upholding our leadership position through ongoing innovation and improvement. Thank you for your time and attention today. We are eager to address any question you may have in the Q&A session. Adrian, please go ahead.
Thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for your questions. If you would like to ask a question, please message the host through Zoom chat, and your microphone will be in mute. Questions will be taken in order in which they are received. There appear to be no further questions at this time. I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Guzman for closing remarks.
Well, thank you all for your active participation in today's conference call. We sincerely appreciate your continued interest in Aceros Arequipa and your dedication to our shared journey. As we look to the future, we remain committed to transparency and fostering open communication with all our stakeholders. We hope you'll join us for our fourth quarter 2025 call. If you have any questions or require information, our investor relations team is ready available to assist. Thank you once again, and we wish you a wonderful day ahead.